Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle, it's only 1 kilometer to Dorval Airport. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour of sleep without worrying about early morning weather. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. When heading off from Dorval this winter, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International, Côte de Liesse at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
I love you.
You deserve a pat on the back.
Thanks a bunch.
Say it all with a Valentine's greeting in the Gazette. As well as putting your feelings in print, you could win a trip for two to Jamaica at the Couples Resort, courtesy of Air Canada Vacations and the Jamaican Tourist Board. Why wait? Call today. Valentine's greetings in the Gazette and a chance to win a romantic vacation in Jamaica. You gotta love it. Details in the Gazette.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. It's hard to hold on when there's no one to lean on. Hey, everybody needs to rain. Lord, we gotta keep the faith. Hey, don't you know you lost it?
Welcome back to Travel World. Keep the faith. Usually our New Jersey theme song, because that's where Bon Jovi is from.
Right, but we have some New Jersey information anyway, because Continental Airlines, which is Montreal's link with New Jersey, has sort of revamped their schedule to more convenient flight times. So now you can go down in the morning, like around 7 a.m., come back the same day around 8 p.m. Before you had like 3 hours if you wanted to do a same-day return. So the scheduling now on Continental is a lot better to get down to the Garden State. So
I like Continental, and it was a great flight when we went down there. We got there, we went to the Poconos, which is just an hour west of New York. Beautiful place to go for an outdoorsman, or also for what the Poconos is famous for, the honeymoon capital.
Honeymoon capital, the romance capital of America.
Absolutely. And further to that, we're expecting Lawton Roberts on the line any minute now, so we can
talk about
his book.
But there's also other places in New Jersey that you don't necessarily think of. You don't have to go to visit the industrial park in Parsippany or Whippany.
Or the toxic waste dump national park, right?
Right. You can head down to Atlantic City.
I'll never get over, though, the show we did on New Jersey, and we had the lady, Sheila Wiley, talking about New Jersey, and she was calling from some phone booth. It must have been, because she says, it's a beautiful, quiet place here, and in the back we hear sirens. You know, officer down,
people come back, thief, you know, come back after me, stop, you know.
But truly, as we drove west to the Poconos from New York City, it was great countryside, mountains, and everything like that. And there we have him, the man himself on the line. Oops. Wait, John says, just a sec. There we go. See, we like to get our producer to talk, you know.
Right, he opens his mic, and there we know we has a voice.
Absolutely. Well, John definitely has a very good radio voice, and he's going to be an announcer sometime
soon.
Right,
that's his dream, and I think he'll certainly make it. He's got what it takes.
He's got the talents for radio. In 30 seconds, we get him on the line.
Oh, well, yes, they have to track him down. They have to track down in outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
How about a little musical interlude, Prosper? You remember that song you used to play from Extreme? What was it called?
Yes, yes.
We used to call it Club Extreme, right? Because that's where Prosper used to hang out. There we go. That's the one. Getting ready for Lawton Roberts. There we go, whiling away the time, eh? There's Don, he's talking on the phone. We're doing a play-by-play here.
Yes, we're doing a play-by-play. What each person is doing in the studio.
Why don't we order pizza or something like that, Steve?
Yeah, just call 383-6000 and we'll get our pizza here and we can while away the time. Listen to the melodious sounds of Prosper Bannon and...
Hey, now he's on the line.
Yes,
there we go.
They have located Lawton Roberts.
He's on the line with us right now, Lawton Roberts, author of the book Unfair at Any Fair, and welcome to Travel World, Lawton.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are y'all this morning?
Very good. I mean, nice sunny day here in Montreal.
Lawton, you're a travel agent, right, at the Uniglobe Travel Agency in Atlanta?
That's correct.
And you wrote this book. Sounds like you're a pissed off travel agent to me. And you're talking about some of the excesses of the airlines. Why don't you get into some of your points?
Well, first let me give you a little bit about my perspective, Stephen. I have, to the airlines, I have the worst possible perspective, because I see this industry not only from the perspective of how one airline treats its customers, but from the perspective of how all the airlines treat their customers. And then I also see it from the perspective of the customers themselves who give me their feedback. And so I'm an industry insider with a very broad perspective, as are all travel agents throughout the world. My complaint is that the airline industry is literally out of control. It's an industry that is taking advantage of consumers in a number of ways. For example, the practice of overbooking flights, overbooking seats, has now been taken to a higher, greedier level, in that they are not only overbooking seats, they're overselling and reselling seats previously sold to a customer for a low fare. They're selling it to a full fare business customer, a last minute booking, and bumping the low fare passenger when they get to the gate. That's fraud, in my opinion. And in any other industry, any other retail market, it is fraud.
So in essence, here you are, you're a paying customer, you bought your tickets. Let's say Steve and I decide to take a jaunt off to goodness knows, Arizona in the summertime. Let's put our head in the oven here. And, we're Montrealers, we do like extremes, don't we? And we're sitting here in the middle of this hub airport, and we're ready to get on our plane. What do you say? The airline's going to say, sorry, guys, you're off the flight because Joe Blow just bought a full fare ticket?
Well, they're not going to tell you that, but that's what's happening. In the first quarter of 1997 alone, one airline, Delta Airlines, for example, involuntarily bumped over 5,000 passengers on its system. And they will quickly tell you that 90 to 99% of people who are bumped voluntarily agree to give up their seats. Well, if that's true, let's say that 99% of people voluntarily are bumped, then 5,000 were involuntarily bumped. That means that 500,000 people were faced with the decision to get on the plane that they paid for, the seat they paid for, or not, and had to make a decision. What you're literally buying anymore is not a ticket to guarantee you that you're going to receive the service you're paying for. Stephen, you're buying a lottery ticket that only
you might get on or you might not. That's what it boils down to.
It gives you a chance for the seat. It doesn't guarantee you the seat anymore.
Well, I had an experience with Delta, and I actually do enjoy their service, where we were coming back from Atlanta, and they had oversold the seats coming back to Montreal, but they were asking for volunteers. We were willing to volunteer because they usually give us a pretty good compensation package. So I know what you mean about that. I think the thing that really sticks with me, I mean, I don't particularly care. They ask me to bump off to another flight. That's fine, as long as if I want to get on that flight, I can. You're telling me that sometimes they can't. But also, what sticks with me is the fact that they've sold, let's say the plane's got 100 seats, and they've sold 150 seats. That's, I mean, you can't sell what you don't have, but airlines seem to do it, right?
Airlines can do it, and they're getting away with it. For example, in the United States, the U.S. Department of Transportation made it legal for airlines to overbook seats because of the consumer practice of booking a reservation, not actually paying for the seat and buying the ticket, but booking it and holding it on reservation and not showing up to pay for it at the last minute at the airport.
Yeah.
But the simple solution to that problem, to protect the airline so that they don't have seats go out empty on a flight, is to not allow someone to make a reservation and hold a seat without putting money down. Just like in most hotels, when you make a reservation, oftentimes you have to at least put down money for the first night's lodging to give a good faith demonstration that you intend to show up.
Right. A lot of people will just book on, like, I know some people, I will not name them, who will book three or four or five different airlines. We might come back Wednesday night. We might come back Thursday morning. We might come back Friday.
Right.
I might go on this airline and I might not.
That's right.
And so they're holding maybe six seats. And, of course, maybe if they did have to put down some sort of deposit or at least cancel 24 or 48 hours prior, unless a penalty would be charged to their credit card, it might curtail a lot of that problem and the necessity to build in the overbooking situation.
Well, yeah, I think that would also answer the problem. I mean, if you put money down to reserve a seat, that's it, that's all. You don't take it, you pay. There's also something you're talking about. To me, I call it weird fares. I mean, it seems kind of strange that I would be paying more for a one-way ticket than I would for a round-trip ticket on some airplanes.
That's a subject that's gotten a lot of debate in not only the United States but Canada as well and other countries. This practice of the airlines pricing tickets in such a weird way that actually a round-trip ticket can be priced less than a one-way. But the airlines are still allowed, gentlemen, to have a piece of the regulation pie that was done away with many years ago, not, you know, in both of our countries, And that is a thing called tariffs. Tariffs are nothing more than a rule for the price of a product or service. And tariffs in most industries, and in any industry, it only appears in a regulated industry, like, say, telecommunications, like the power industry, the gas services, and so on. And in those regulated industries where suppliers are allowed to have tariffs, rules for their service, those tariffs have to be approved by a consumer review board, like a public utility commission or a federal communications commission. And in this industry, in the airline industry, that board in the United States, which was the old Civil Aeronautics Board, was phased out with deregulation. So the airlines are judge, jury, and executioner, and telling people not only what they're going to charge for their tickets, which they can, they're now telling people how they can use them. And that should not be allowed. If this is going to be a free and open marketplace, deregulated fully, let's do away with tariffs. Because the airlines are now actually threatening consumers that if they don't use both legs of their ticket, they will come back and take their frequent flyer mileage and take it from them and cancel their frequent flyer membership, and they will go back to the travel agency that sold them that round-trip ticket and charge them the difference between the round-trip ticket that the person bought and the one-way ticket, which they ultimately wound up using.
Well, and if I follow you, you're talking about a practice. A lot of the times airlines will say you can get this super special price if you stay over a Saturday night, but if a guy just wants to travel, say, Thursday to Friday, he buys two round-trip tickets, which is cheaper than that the full fare, and they each have that Saturday night thing in them, but he'll use the way down coupon of one and the way back coupon of the other.
Right.
And now airlines are cracking down on that. I don't really
right.
see that as so much of a problem, to be honest with you, with the exception that it should be fair and across the board to everybody. I mean, the fact that the travel agent has sold the customer what they want, the customer should be the one to be slapped with the rules. In your book, you point out the fact that the airline is slapping the travel agent.
Right, well, and how can the travel agency police the situation? Somebody can go into, you know, and how does this stop the situation that one customer goes in and buys one ticket at one agency and one ticket at another, or goes one way on one airline and one way on the other? I mean, people can still get around it no matter what.
That's correct, and the agents should not be held responsible for that. But I go beyond that. I believe I do in my book as well, and I say that the customer himself should have the right to use on a four-leg ticket, only one leg or two legs or three or whatever they want.
Yeah, whatever they want, I agree. Listen, let's take a break.
Sure.
We're going to mention Pizza Donini once
right.
again.
383-6000, great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal, one number to remember. 383-6000, great lunch coming up, Pizza Donini.
Lawton, we're going to get back to you after the break.
Okay.
John?
You guys are bad.
Will continue.
AM 600 Montreal.
You've got a Friday night date with Johnny Beauvais right here on AM 600. 9 to 10, Johnny's around with some great music from the golden era of the big bands. Your favorite tunes, your favorite singers, the best bands in the land, along with Johnny's footnotes on the people who made the music. If you like listening, if you like reminiscing, you'll love what we have to offer Fridays 9 to 10. Johnny Beauvais and the big band sounds on AM 600. Brought to you by Kanata Plaza. Great shopping on the way to Chateauguay.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Right now, Sam Clota, financial advisor at Midland Walwyn Capital, is offering a four-year GMAC note for 5.7% annual yield, subject to market price and availability. Phone Sam Clota at 846-2611. Midland Walwyn is a member of CIPF. When a storm strikes, tune in for the Hemsley's Storm Watch for updates on conditions and cancellations. And head to the Hemsley's Corner, St. Catherine and University. Get set to save during Hemsley's 128th annual inventory liquidation sale. Up to 70% off now at Hemsley's.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. VoxBox specializes in first impressions. We provide telephone voice recordings for international phone companies as well as local businesses large and small. Our professional voices on your automated attendant will project the image you want your customers to hear. We also provide everything you'll need for effective on-hold advertising. Call VoxBox, the telephone voice professionals, at 344-HOLD. That's 344-H-O-L-D.
There's something going on at Bowie Mountaineau that you can't afford to miss. Each and every morning, we're getting ready to give out thousands of gift certificates. That's right, with the purchase of a refrigerator, range, washer and dryer of the same brand. Like this fabulous McClary four-piece set, now only $17.99. You'll receive $200 in Bowie Mountaineau gift certificates. Yes, $200, and you pay only in January 99. The rush is on to Bowie Mountaineau, where quality always meets low prices.
So, who's your investment advisor?
A what?
An investment advisor. Mine's Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron's already saved me a bundle in taxes while helping me put money away for the future.
Oh, that's too complicated. I just put it in the bank. Besides, I don't have a lot of money anyway.
Well, that's what I thought until I met Ron Greeley. He's a real pro, and even a little money is worth it.
How little?
Well, for instance, I took out an RRSP loan through Ron for less than $100 a month. So I'm paying less tax, saving for the future, and I didn't have to lay out a lot of money to do it.
Really? I'm going to call him. What's his number?
That's 731-2438. Call Ron at 731-2438. You'll be glad you did.
The first five callers to Ron Greeley who mentioned CIQC will receive a complimentary copy of Wealth Without Risk.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. The devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside.
The devil inside, the airline industry. Hey, we even got John moving and grooving to this.
That's, yeah, it's a movie.
You know, you're doing a pretty
one.
Decent show if you get the op to put down the newspaper, but. You know, John, you've done a super job on our show. I got to thank you for the work you've done. We're waiting for the return of Chad the Engineer, who I believe is acting out a song we played last week on the air.
Yes, he's acting out his fantasies down in Cancun, so he'll have some stories to tell us next week, I guess.
I think you got that hand working again, huh?
Yes.
Anyway, what can I say? We love our operators. They do a super job. Without them, we couldn't have a radio show. So take a bow, John. Say something. Well, you don't want to say nothing,
the
eh?
The cat's got his tongue.
Yeah, cat's got his tongue, huh? Well, we're back with Lawton Roberts in the Unfair at Any Fair, and we talked about the weird rules they put on ticketing and the prices and stuff like that. Now let's get to the frequent flyer programs, Lawton.
The problem with frequent flyer programs is, as the chapter title in my book says, it's frequent flyers but infrequent awards.
Yeah.
And what's happening, Stephen, is that the airlines are selling miles to telephone companies, long-distance companies, to credit card companies. People can go out and get a credit card from one vendor or another and go out and use it at dinner or for pest control services or whatever and earn miles and never fly on an airline. And then the miles that they accumulate is now competing with the miles that the actual business or frequent traveler earns. And when they both go to try to redeem their miles for tickets, the problem is that they're becoming more and more difficult to redeem.
Right, unless you want to go to some place like, you know, the far north, Val d'Or, in the middle of wintertime, you cannot find the seats. Everyone wants to go to the popular places, Hawaii or Florida.
Exactly.
And if you don't book those seats 6 or 10 months ahead, you might never get there.
Well, we have people that actually come into our office here in Atlanta up to a year in advance and walk out in frustration because they can't book a seat to Hawaii, and then they have to go back and punt and rethink their whole plans. The mileage is really becoming less and less valuable and worthless over time as this continues to grow as a problem. And a lot of the companies that have been doing that, like Hertz and other rental car companies have been buying these miles and then giving them to people who rent their cars, they realize the diminishing value of these miles. And several of the rental car companies have recently announced in the trade press that they are pulling out of the programs. And they're very wise, because what they're buying is not as valuable as it once was.
So what you're saying is that, you know, when you go to, I don't know, Joe Blow, the car rental company, and they say, join our whatever program and you'll get 5,000 free miles, they actually paid the airline for these miles, right?
That is correct. And the airlines actually have a very aggressive marketing program to generate cash flow by selling these miles to these other vendors, not in the travel industry necessarily, and that dilutes the value of the miles to the frequent traveler who actually earned them. But what people don't realize is that when they make a decision to buy an airline ticket that's based primarily on frequent flyer programs, they're only getting a net effective discount of 2 cents on the dollar, 2% discount, if they are able to ever redeem the miles. And they may have paid 40% more to fly on a full fare carrier that has a program in order to get a 2% discount if and when they can ever redeem them.
I think that's an important point. A 2% discount over the regular fare is not a heck of a lot, considering you can fly any choice of carriers. I think that happened in Canada once. We had a carrier called Astoria, which was all first-class seating.
Right, it was a great airline, very reasonable prices. I mean, $198 Montreal-Toronto return. People avoided them, even though they had good service and friendly staff, because they wanted to stick with the major carriers to get their frequent flyer miles. And that put the competing airline out of business. And, of course, as soon as they're out of business, up go the fares again to, like, $500 Montreal-Toronto.
It's crazy. Prosper had to travel to Toronto recently, or almost did, because of the ice storm. And what were they charging for tickets there?
I think it was approximately $550 return fare.
It was like crazy. Of course, that's like 25 cents for you with the value of our dollar these days, Lawton, but we still
have to... You know what really perpetuates the programs are the people who purchase tickets who don't have to pay for the tickets, and I'm talking about a large percentage of business travelers who work for large companies, Fortune 500 companies, for example, and the individual traveler makes the purchasing decision based on the frequent flyer miles that he'll earn as an individual, but it winds up charging his company hundreds of dollars more. If that problem could ever be solved, if the Fortune 500 companies of the world, if the chief accountants of those companies would ever realize the extent of this problem, it'd go away. Because if people bought tickets based on price, then the full fare airlines that promote these frequent flyer programs would have to then compete on price.
That's true, but I don't think price alone is how you should buy an airline ticket. I agree with what you're saying about fare, but honestly, speaking as a small business owner myself and also a small business, we kind of like to think that we're going to get some value. There was a poll in Canada that what Canadians are really looking for with their whenever they shop is, first of all, prompt service, but someone who knows what they're talking about.
Right, they're looking for value, but of course that's something as well that has been lacking in the airline industry over the past couple of years. As fares have skyrocketed, service levels have greatly diminished. You know, you're lucky if we used to make fun of a soggy sandwich on a paper plate. I think we would actually be eager to have a soggy sandwich on a paper plate these days, because service levels have, you know, gone down directly proportional to the increase in fares.
That's true, and the service levels, especially among the full fare airlines, if I can refer to them as such, is notably worse. But it's interesting to note, gentlemen, that in the States, Southwest Airlines, the longest running low fare airline that's still around, they started up in the late 70s, been around about 20 years now, they have consistently over the last 2 or 3 years received the highest consumer ratings and the best on-time performance.
Right, they've delivered on what they have promised to the consumer: on-time performance, prompt, reliable service, and that's what people are looking for. We had the opportunity to fly them between Dallas and San Antonio, and when they said it arrived at 9:45, you arrived at 9:45.
Yeah, we even arrived in Love Field. When we tried to get back to Love Field, on the other hand, nobody seemed to know where it was. And
we'll ask next week. Next week we have Ashley Banfield from Fox News in Dallas. We'll ask her how to get to Love Field.
We'll also ask her if she found my camera.
Can I put a plug in for a beautiful Canadian hotel I was at last weekend?
By all means. If it's Canadian, we love to promote it.
I was in with my wife. I was in Banff, Canada last weekend, and we stayed at the Rimrock Resort. for 3 nights and had a wonderful time. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort.
Right, it's the brand new resort there up on the side of the mountain. I think Paulo DePaul is still the general manager there. You know him to Montrealers as the former general manager here at the Queen Elizabeth. So Montreal connection there. No, it's a very nice hotel. A lot of people have mentioned to me as well that they've enjoyed the Rimrock.
You can't fool Stephen, eh? This man knows anybody who's everybody who's been in the industry. I mean, this is a man who knows the airline so well. We were driving in a car one day. I saw a light in the sky. For me, watching a plane land is a cool thing. And I said, check it out, plane landing. He said, that would be the 745 Northwest out of Detroit, and they're 3 minutes late. He was right.
You get to know the traffic patterns and who is coming in and who isn't, I guess. Maybe it's a signal that we've been at it too long or or we've got nothing else on our minds.
Well, nothing escapes Stephen, and that's terrific. Lawton,
can I tell you all briefly, just in a word, what I'm really trying to accomplish?
Please.
Where I'm coming from?
Yes.
As an industry insider, I'm blowing the whistle on the anti-competitive, fraudulent, predatory, and punitive, and monopolistic acts of the major fare airlines in the free world. And I'm not out to get them re-regulated as they once were, where fares were artificially set by governmental bodies. I am trying to educate the public in both of our countries. My book, incidentally, was published by Essence Publishing, which is right outside of Toronto. I'm trying to educate the consumers about the acts of the airlines that I understand from my perspective. And there is an outrage out there among consumers that is very real, and I'm trying to get governmental bodies in both countries to become aware of these problems and then to intervene, not to re-regulate, but to return this market back to the consumer so that price and service will be the governing rules and the consumer will have a choice again.
Right, so that the consumer can benefit. Well, it's been very interesting letting us in on some of that information, Lawton, and I want to also mention that Unfair at Any Fare is available from Essence Publishing, toll-free, 1-800-238-6376. It sells for $14 plus shipping and handling and tax and all those things. And I invite our listeners to give Essence Publishing a call and read up on what the airline industry is trying to do to them, and if they don't already know. So it's interesting reading. Thank
Absolutely.
You for joining us.
Thanks for joining
Thank
us, Lon.
Thank you, gentlemen. I enjoyed it, and best of travels, and you got a great show, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, appreciate it, Lawton, and so getting kind of hungry. It's almost lunchtime,
almost
huh?
Almost lunchtime.
Can they send me some pizza down here?
Yeah, I don't know whether Pizza Donini can deliver down there. The 30-minute guarantee won't apply.
It
I don't
won't apply to Atlanta, I don't think.
Okay.
But it's great Montreal-style pizza if you're ever up here. Give
that
them a
reminds
call.
Me, though, of
383-6000. Yeah, you're remembering.
That reminds me of the time that we went, we drove down. Actually, we like to say we flew down on Air Subaru, because that's what I drive. To and we went down to Massachusetts, and we stopped in, of course, White River Junction, and then Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is across the river, to the Del Taco, where there's a guy who works there. I swear he's got a career in radio because he's got an incredibly good personality. And anyway, he was telling us, well, you know what, next time we'll call in your show. Any Montrealer who shows up within the next 2 hours will get all free all-you-can-eat tacos. It's a three-hour drive.
So I don't think you can reach it. So I guess if you're sticking closer to home, you have to call for pizza. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Anyway, let's take a break, John.
Travel.
You guys are bad.
A place.
AM600 Montreal.
Better kitchens by design with the best in kitchen cabinets from CK Design, manufacturers of custom-built cabinets to meet your needs. Over the past decade, Montreal-based CK Design have earned an excellent reputation for their design and custom manufacture of cabinets in all materials for kitchens and bathrooms. Beautiful, functional, just what you need. Call CK Design 1-800-680-4401. That's 1-800-680-4401 for better kitchens and bathrooms by design. CK Design.
Rona, in cooperation with AM600, the Quebec Construction Association, and the Quebec Order of Professional Technologists, is providing the Rona Ice Storm info line to victims of the storm. Call 1-888-880-RONA, toll-free, to get instructions to follow now and when you return home to reduce the risk of damage to your property. Advice on plumbing, electricity, water heaters, wood floors, and much more. Call 1-888-880-RONA anytime.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jetsetter. Jetsetter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jetsetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jetsetter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jetsetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
At Dynamic Mutual Funds, we recognize that today's markets are extremely unpredictable, and that's why we created the only dollar-cost averaging fund there is. For long-term investing, take advantage of short-term market volatility using the new Dynamic Dollar-Cost Averaging Fund. Dynamic Mutual Funds, your partner for dynamic performance.
Important information about this fund is in its simplified prospectus. Your financial advisor has a copy. Read it carefully before investing. Unit values and investment returns will fluctuate.
Mitch Melick here for Baton Rouge, where Montrealers continue to flock for incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. And they keep returning for more ribs and chicken and fresh fish and amazing appetizers, all served up in huge portions in a warm, classy, elegant setting downtown at Complex Desjardins, Dollard, the South Shore, and Carrefour Laval. Baton Rouge.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Whoa, working for the weekend on Travel World.
Yeah, 1 hour earlier for us this week.
Yeah, so 1 hour earlier. We got to get up.
We have to get up 1 hour earlier.
My goodness.
And everyone who's used to Travel World.
We have too much fun here on Travel World, right?
Oh, yes. That's what travel is all about. Fun.
I got to showcase Prosper a little bit. Prosper Bannon joins us now for the second week. He is our official sound and music man, and he's got all kinds of neat stuff in store for you. So in coming weeks, you'll hear more of the creativity of Prosper. Go crazy or do something or Prosper.
You want me to go crazy?
Yeah.
What kind of music would you like?
I don't know. Something nice people like. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's Prosper, you see. Prosper, of course, he studied electronics, and that explains the musical ability, I suppose, right? And, of course, he used to work at Saturnus about 4 years ago, where he achieved quite a bit of fame, because Saturnus used to sponsor the Aaron Rand Show. You know, he did a little bit, and, of course, I never forget it, eh? Come to Saturnus, where you'll meet Willem, and, of course, you'll meet ladies. If you like Fabio, you'll love Prosper. And that goes today, of course.
Yes, I mean, just in 5 minutes when we sign off the air, there are going to be so many people outside Gordon Avenue here. I mean, we'll have to beat them off with a stick.
Well, that's for sure. Well, no, Prosper loves all women. So ladies, I reiterate, if you like Fabio, you'll love Prosper.
Thank you, Willem. Thank you for mentioning that on the air. Yes. I really appreciate
the
it.
Embarrassing moments that Willem will just...
Well, I'll never forget it because... I mean,
last week was Captain Brugy, and this week we have Fabio. So well, like, what are you going to think about next week, Willem?
Well, it's better than calling him Zamfir. That's what Aaron calls him.
Yeah. Or Frank Mills, number two.
Music box dancer.
Talking about music boxes, I still can't get over the Spelklok Museum in Utrecht.
That was unbelievable, wasn't it? This is a guy who, the Spelklok Museum, Spelklok is a music box, it's also barrel organs and stuff. In Utrecht, in Holland, they have this museum, and the curator loves his work, you can tell. And when you know, you see somebody who really loves what he's doing and is very, very intelligent at it, it's almost infectious. You could see his enthusiasm, and we were going crazy.
Yeah, I just sat there, and I mean, my mouth was open, and I was just starting to smile breaking out of my face. I just was so enraptured by the sounds coming out of those clocks and music boxes. And
they had a genuine Steinway piano, player piano, with George Gershwin music scroll on this thing. George Gershwin himself recorded this.
He
thing.
Recorded all his intonations, all everything. Oh, I mean, and it was signed and authenticated by him. I mean, it was just as if 100 years ago you were listening to him play that.
Actual play, well, the 20s, not 100 years
ago.
Yeah,
well, within the past century. Music of the 20th century, this week's
I love
topic
Gershwin.
On Travel World.
My favorite Gershwin tune is Rhapsody in Blue, but I mean, who doesn't like Rhapsody in Blue, for goodness sakes? And
a great place to eat in Utrecht. We didn't mention it last week, but we went to the Park Plaza Hotel
down by the
railway station and the shopping mall.
Well, if you can get past all the bicycles.
Oh, bicycles, you have to watch it. bicycles and mopeds and cars and trucks.
Not really mopeds, it's the bicycles.
Yes. There were a few mopeds. I had to watch out for them, but it's the 90% bicycles. But it's people just don't watch.
You know, they used to joke about Montreal being a bad place for pedestrians, but the pedestrians are quite nice here. And at least cars somewhat behave themselves here, if you think it's a problem here. I had a guy who went to England, and on the sidewalk it was marked, look right, because, of course, when you cross the street...
Right, the opposite way, traffic's coming the opposite way.
Well, a stand-up comic once said, in Montreal they should print, look behind you, guy coming up the sidewalk. Well, it's true when you go to Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
I mean, what's that? They're trying to take a picture and
get out of the way. Yes, I mean, think you're standing on the sidewalk, major shopping district, but there's trucks and there's cars and bicycles, and the bicycles think they really own the street. So
it would be a Green Onion's dream come true too. And in Amsterdam, he'd sit there. He'd have to bring like 10 ticket books with him. He'd fill them up.
People are parking
not even
every which way, and there's some big fines. And that's one thing. If you do go to Amsterdam, watch where you park. Better yet, if you're going just to downtown Amsterdam, don't take a car. Take the train downtown.
The train is great. It's
I mean,
oh,
every, train ran on time, clean, good service. Can't say enough about those railways. That is the way to go to get to all those, 400 little towns all around the country.
It's beautiful. The Netherlands. Yes. I love it. It was so great going back to the home country, man.
Right.
That's where my family is from, the Netherlands.
You ought to look just relax. I mean, you don't want to start looking at which road to turn and watch all the road signs and all the confusion because you're in a different country and the signs are written differently and there's different ways of wording things and that. And you just.
Rugy.
Well, or you're looking, Centrum and you think, it's where you get some medication, But I mean, yeah. You want to relax, so you take the train. Highly.
You know what was interesting? On a 30-minute ride on the train, I mean, here a 30-minute ride is like the Two Mountains line, Montreal-Roxborough or something
right.
like that. There, they have actually a beverage cart comes by, and where we had, of course, our gevulde koek and our hot chocolate.
Yeah, so we couldn't get through a half an hour without hot chocolate.
I love my gevulde koek.
But I mean, that's
like
one of the little benefits
little
of
cookie
taking
with
train.
Almond paste inside. Oh man, who doesn't like that?
Oh, I mean, no, I'm salivating already. To paraphrase somebody who I will not mention, but it's one of those memories that will return again and again back to.
I love going to Holland. I also got to mention the. Lady from Mata Renaissance downtown in Holland or in Amsterdam that was
right.
Michelle Lenné. What a sweet lady. There's just no two ways about it. It'd been 7 years since we'd seen her, and she welcomed us in like we were part of her family. It was
The hospitality was enormous. I mean, welcome back. Glad to have you here. I mean, that's what makes a trip to Amsterdam memorable, because the people are very hospitable and very welcoming.
Oh, and here's a hidden gem, too. When you go downtown Amsterdam, you can also stay at the Park Plaza Hotel, because if you stay there, they got a gym. And they've got a swimming pool.
Swimming pool and whirlpool tub. And
of course, the athletic men that we are.
Oh, yes. I mean, we had to get back in shape because, We are athletic people.
This week we were back at Bunkai Karate Do doing our karate. Of course, Prosper chose JKS, which means just kill your shoes or break your ankle, or what was it?
he wrenched something. We're back into the groove here, and that means a new time slot, 11 to noon, went well this week, and next week, Ashley Banfield from Fox News in Dallas, who's backpacked through Europe, visited countless different small towns across Canada, discovered Texas. She'll be talking about a lot of different places. Ashley Banfield next week here on Travel.
Has it been an hour already?
Ladies? Oh, yes.
Well, thank you for listening to Travel World, everybody. We really appreciate all, especially the new listeners. Welcome on board. We hope to have you again for many weeks to come. Thank you for listening to Travel World. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Prosper Bannon.
We'll see you next week, 11
a.m. Great week, everybody.
Here on AM 600. Dans le silence de l'hiver, je veux revoir ce lac étrange entre le cristal. This is AM 600 in Montreal.